Ramadan is a time to share happiness, share your joy with others as well. And alhamdulillah, it's a practice of the Muslims that they invite each other over for iftar. And we should do this. But we should also remember those who are less fortunate. It shouldn't be the case that we're only inviting those who we have regular meetings with, they're our acquaintances. What about those people in society who need help, who are going through difficulty, who don't have several types of dishes at the time of iftar, and they have to satisfy their children, their offspring, their family members with only that which they are capable of? And you will find these people in every society. And it's up to us to try and reach out to such people. Try and invite them over as well. If they're going through any difficulty in the month of Ramadan, try to relieve them of that difficulty. Even generally speaking, if you remove a difficulty of a person, inshallah, Allah will remove your difficulties. If you help a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. Wallahu fi auni al-abd ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to help a slave as long as he helps his fellow Muslim brother. And here, inshallah, when you instill happiness in the hearts of others, not just those you know, even other Muslims as well, imagine how pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with you. Imagine how pleased the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be with you. After all, this is a sunnah of his. He would look out for the needs of others as well. So in Ramadan, we shouldn't be heedless of those people who are not as well off or who find it hard to provide for their families the way we may perhaps do. So inshallah ta'ala, look out for such people and try to help them secretly if possible. A secret act is beloved to Allah azza wa jal. Inshallah, you'll be rewarded greatly. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.